I got a weird dilemma.
A new one?
Yeah, yet another one.
Okay, look at the surprise on my face.
Okay, a baby friended me on Facebook.
Impossible.
Well, the mother did, obviously, but so it's a friend of mine who just had a baby, and she has a page for her baby. Like, you know when somebody dies and you keep a memorial page for them?
Right.
This is like the baby version. She has a Facebook page for the baby, and it's like, bitch, go over to Instagram with that crap. What are you doing on Facebook? So I didn't accept the friend request because I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid to have a Facebook page for your baby.
Right.
I don't want the baby in my feed. I barely go to Facebook. So when I do, I don't have to look at like what the baby did today. You know, I'm not anti-baby. I'm just anti-baby on Facebook. It just seems stupid. And I said, you know, if you do that on Instagram, I'll friend you on Instagram. She's like, no, this baby really likes Facebook. I'm like, the baby's 6 months old, doesn't know what it likes yet.
No. Unfriend her immediately and block her. Block her from Facebook. Block her from your phone number. She's insane to make a Facebook page for her baby. I bet she has one for her dog too. Unfriend her immediately and tell her you died.
Well, she says it's so that family members can keep up with the baby, like family members who can't come over because it's COVID or who don't live near them. You know, they live in San Francisco. So I understand for family members, but I'm not a family member. I'm a friend. You know what I mean? I'll just go to your page and I'll see the pictures that you post of you and your baby. Like, right. I don't know why I have to friend this baby.
I've never heard of this ever. This is the first I've ever heard of this. This is crazy. And babies, I can't get my teenage kid to use a Facebook page. There's no way when a baby grows up, it's using Facebook.
That's what I said. Facebook. I said, I'm your age and I'm barely on Facebook now. Like, I remember to go to Facebook once in a while because, you know, of what we do for a living, you have to be on Facebook for a lot of people. But I'm never on Facebook. I mostly go to Instagram and Twitter, and whatever I tweet or post on Instagram, I just have it transfer over to Facebook to make life easier. But I was like, just like post on Instagram. That's where everybody is right now. Like, that's where pictures are. Like, if you want people to see the baby and what the baby's up to, you know, you're not going to write a narrative of what the baby thinks about politics or who they're voting for. So there's no reason for anyone to be on Facebook, let alone a baby.
Well, my kids are so stuck up. Because they never go to the MySpace page I set up for them. I set them up a MySpace page when they were born. They never go to it anymore. They have tens of friends waiting to hear from them on MySpace.
They got Tom. Remember Tom from MySpace?
Yeah. He's on.
He's there by himself
he's
now.
He's on Instagram now.
He's on TikTok.
And they're on this weird thing called Snapchat. I do not know what that is. So, yeah, don't set them up a Facebook page.
Kids
That's
aren't even
crazy.
Really on Snapchat much anymore. They're mostly on TikTok.
I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. I don't even ask them. I don't really. I don't want to know.
You barely talk to them at your house. How come you want to follow them on social media? Why
exactly.
would you want to follow them there?
I would block them if they tried to follow me. I don't want them to know. I don't tell them I do this show. I don't
right.
tell them I'm on social media. They have no idea.
They don't need to know your life. Yeah, I totally agree. I had to block my mother for the same reason.